Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking with Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamuk on the topic of marijuana. It's quite the show, and it's all here on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Dick Gamuk. He's the Washoe County District Attorney. Thank you for being here, sir, as always. I wanted to have you on because I wanted to have a discussion, because you have been such an advocate against the legalization of marijuana in pretty much any form. But at the same time, you're somebody who upholds the law, and if the law is the law, then that's what you're going to uphold. And so how do you view what's going on in Colorado and Washington State right now with the legalization of marijuana?
Well, I think that I went and did some research on this because I wasn't sure what had been passed. If you watch the media, they just threw the doors open, all marijuana, no matter what you do with it, and they totally legalized it. And that is not the case. They pretty well followed suit on what Nevada did several years ago. It's less than or up to an ounce for personal use. You cannot use it in public places. You have to be over 21 years of age. And possession is legal, but not sales. So you can't be selling, you can't be doing anything else. If you have it in possession, fine. If you use it out in public, smoke it or anything, that's violation of the law. Both states went that rule. So it's about the same law that we have here, but when you listen to it, it sounded like they just blew the doors completely open. And so it's not that way.
Okay, but the fact is that it is, to an extent now, not on a federal level, but on a state level, legalized. And Eric Holder, and you've got the memo there, is laying off prosecution in states that have legalized this.
Well, that's a good question, because when you read through this memorandum, it comes across a lot stronger than that. What he is basically saying, and it was Mr. Cole, who's a deputy attorney general, actually sent it out, and what they are saying in here, because I've read it a couple of times, is that we're going to still prosecute any major dealings, any major incidences involving marijuana or any other controlled substance. We are going to leave to the local jurisdictions, just like we've done previously, minor use, personal use, people using it. We expect that a strong set of laws are going to be set up when this is allowed to be done, and they're going to be enforced by the local people. If they interfere with the things that we have set up as our priorities, and I've got, there's a whole list of them here, then we are going to get involved. That's the message that I received from this four-page memorandum that was sent out.
So is that more based on the criminal element than anything else?
No, it goes across the board. It says criminal, civil, any action whatsoever we will be involved in if they start violating what we've laid out here. And when you read this, preventing the distribution of marijuana to minors, sale for criminal enterprises, diversion of marijuana from states where it's legal to states where it's not legal.
And,
whole set of these.
Right, and all of that makes sense. Don't you agree?
Yes.
I mean, you know, we don't want to see that. I mean, you know, if this is going to be legalized, it needs to be done in an orderly fashion, correct?
Well, I still have the basic problem of legalizing Schedule I controlled substances, but if they're doing it,
there are many of people who are going to say that this shouldn't be a Schedule I drug.
Oh, there are a lot of people say that, but it hasn't happened. All of the medical boards and the FDA still rate it as a Schedule I controlled substance. And evidently, a lot of people believe this because it's the number one drug in the world that's being violated today. Controlled substance.
Controlled substance, mm-hmm. But not when you compare it to prescription drugs.
No, prescription drugs are a whole different world.
Right, but just as bad, maybe worse. And basically because people think because they're prescription drugs, they're safe, and they're not.
Nope.
I mean, when you're dealing with your offices that are out on the street, or the police department, it's not your offices, but the police department, they've got to be reporting to you and filing lawsuits against people as much for prescription drugs these days as they are for marijuana.
There are a lot of violations of prescription drugs, and it isn't so much abuse by the person that uses them. Their abuse is they give them or sell them to other people. And that's when people aren't supposed to even be having them, will take them for whatever effects they get off of them, probably putting their life at risk too, because if you violate the prescription or you're not supposed to be taking those drugs, there's a reason for that.
Do you look at this, because I know you look at this from a philosophical point of view as well, does it concern you that the medical industry is coming up with a pill for every problem?
Well, it has for years. I've got my brother was absolutely, he's hooked on drugs, and it's prescription drugs, and they were prescribed for him through the Veterans Administration, and I went over to his house and he would take a fistful at night. I'm going, what is all that? Because he has a bad back. And then he said, well, this is so I can sleep. And then the next morning, he have another fistful. And I said, what the heck is that for? And he said, that's so I wake up. And that's his life. And I'm going, that talk about just being completely out of line with the entire system. I mean, people live on this stuff anymore.
Okay, and when you mix in alcohol with that, that's when you're really starting to create the problems.
Yes, absolutely. Alcohol is another drug. And it's a legal drug.
Right, but
problems when you start mixing them together, and they warn you on every single prescription you get anymore, do not mix with any other drugs, do not mix with alcohol, do not mix, do not drive, do not operate machinery. Doctors are in a frame of mind anymore where they prescribe medication for everything. I turn it down a lot of the times when I've got things happening with my little body, and I don't want any drugs. Let's just, what do I need to do? What's wrong here?
And a lot of people now in law enforcement are talking about prescription drugs as being the gateway drug when it used to be marijuana.
So I'm not going to make that distinction because marijuana is still a gateway drug. I'm not talking about the gateway drug. Marijuana is a gateway drug. That's been proven time and time again. Prescription drugs will also get you into some stuff, too.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dick Gamick when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking pot here with Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney. One of the things that I think needs to be done, and the sooner the better, is to set a reasonable standard for THC in the bloodstream, so that if somebody has smoked a joint a week ago and they have a traffic violation, that they are not suddenly in jail because they have an inappropriate amount of THC in the system. And it seems to me that the system is way too low right now, or the numerical value is way too low to be realistic. Are you addressing that at this point?
No. But what my concern is when we start talking about THC, and same thing with alcohol, is does it affect their driving, adversely affect
Absolutely.
It? What they've proven more and more, the reason the limit keeps coming down on alcohol is 0.10, 0.12, 0.08, none of those mean anything. What has been shown scientifically is any blood alcohol in the bloodstream above a 0.04 is under the influence. So we've never gotten there.
Okay, so realistically, what does that mean? One beer? And you're over the limit? One scotch, you're over the limit?
It adversely affects your driving and your perception and your driving skills, yes. So if we're going to be real about this, let's take the scientific evidence and set these limits where they should be. But we haven't done that. We keep, because of political and everything else, they keep getting lowered, which they're going in the right direction. But you're talking people getting killed out there by the thousands. And the same thing with marijuana and THC. I don't know if science has gotten this down far enough to be able to tell you where a person is being adversely affected from THC or not, because there's so doggone many different concentrations of THC and everything else.
And it lasts and lingers in the system way longer than alcohol, for example.
Yes, and it will stay.
But not
air.
Necessarily affect your abilities, but it's in your system. And that's what I'm saying, is that if somebody smokes a joint on Saturday, it would be insane to think that they would be under the influence on Monday. I mean, it just goes against the grain for everything that I know about this.
Well, I haven't seen anything that's come out that has said anything different, or that has said that they can nail it down that far. That's the problem. So we take not only the THC in their system. You got to remember, there's been driving that's been observed. There's been field sobriety tests administered. Then you take the blood, or you take the breath or urine or whatever you're going to use for your testing. So there's a whole progression here that their motor skills are affected, or you'd never get to that last step, whether it be marijuana, any other drugs, or alcohol.
Let's talk commerce, because this thing is happening. I mean, we're looking at the Las Vegas City Council is trying to come up with regulations. They kind of put it off for about 6 months so they can wrap their arms around it. What are you going to recommend to, say, the Reno City Council, the Washoe County Commission, in terms of regulations?
That I'm not even really getting involved in, because we want to see what they're going to be saying. The Reno City Council has had a real tough time with this. This whole setting up the dispensaries. We have pharmacies. They're all over the place. Why isn't this like every other drug that's been legalized and being sent through the pharmacies to be distributed? I never got an answer on that from Senator Sager Bloom when I asked him that. I also asked him something else that's very vital in this whole area. I said, considering all of the problems that have happened in L.A., California, Montana, and other states, because this is not being done, this whole medical marijuana thing was sold on the premise that this is for terminally ill people. Now it's being given to people that have hangnails, that have skins, that have abrasions. It's even being given to people, the cards are, for people who are having mental issues because they're not getting their marijuana. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on here. These types of problems have permeated L.A. They closed down 130 of these medical dispensaries.
Well, I've got to agree with you. Let me interrupt for
Montana
just a second.
Montana threw the law out.
Okay, but I'm not sure that I would do it through pharmacies, but it seems to me that we sell alcohol in a controlled fashion, and the same places that are allowed to sell alcohol, it seems, would be the appropriate places to sell marijuana.
You know,
and the other thing that bothers me is that we have all these little individual groups that are going to have dispensaries, when, you know, we have tobacco manufacturers who are national, international companies that have all the systems in place to be able to deal with 50 states, if it got to be in 50 states, and yet we're doing it piecemeal instead of doing it on a national basis.
Well, first thing I'm going to do is kind of debunk. I keep getting this argument about alcohol versus marijuana.
Okay,
they're not the same.
We got about 30 seconds.
Okay, they're not the same.
Right. Alcohol is far worse.
They're two. Oh no, marijuana.
Absolutely.
We could bait this for the next 30 minutes, but we'll let that one go. The second thing is we're talking about dispensing this. Well, now we've got these dispensaries out there, and we have pharmacies. This is no more. This is another drug. Is exactly what it is. It's another controlled substance, let's put it what it is, so they could put it out through the pharmacies. They tell me the reason they don't do that is because they can't grow it in the pharmacies. What else do they grow in the pharmacies? They get all this stuff in pills and packages, boxes and everything else, and then dispense it from there. So that doesn't fly at all.
Okay, listen, hang on. I'm going to hold you over for the rest of the show, okay? Stick around. We'll be right back with Dick Gamet. More after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
I'm Brian Samudio with KRNV News 4.
And I'm Eric Laction from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 50th anniversary Reno Air Races are coming September 11th through the 15th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated Mercedes-Benz of Reno is proud to once again sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's Reno Air Races.
5 days of heart-pounding racing action, plus a special appearance by Breitling's Jetman.
Catch all the excitement at the Reno Air Races, then stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno and discover the Mercedes-Benz of Reno difference.
It's Bassett's anniversary sale. Come celebrate 111 years of exquisite style and comfort. You'll save 25 to 35% store-wide. Plus, get special financing for 12 months. Bassett's anniversary sale. Hurry in. Sale ends Sunday.
This National Championship Air Races calendar of events is brought to you by Bourbon Square Casino.
Listen up, Reno. At Cogburn Law Offices, we can short sell your home, and you can buy it back at today's prices. The best part about it, you never have to move. Call us today to learn more about this incredible program.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Washoe County District Attorney Dick Gamak, talking about marijuana. Now, you raised in the break there the issue that you also don't like this fact that we've got this whole piecemeal approach.
Oh, I think the whole thing scattered all over the countryside. Just look at all the different states and what they've done with it. But at the same time, we got enough federal control on stuff in this country. We don't need them stepping in and telling us that, yes, it's legal, no, it's not. Congress has already made that decision. It's Schedule I controlled substance. It is illegal.
All right. One of the things that we've talked about in the past is the strength of marijuana today versus what it was, say, 20 years ago. And I'm not going to disagree with you on that. But if you had a national company or international company that was being able to decide what grades, what strengths, people would have their choice. Wouldn't that be a better system than the way we have it now, where it's just, it just seems it's destined for disaster as it was in California?
That presumes that we're going to have adults making these kinds of decisions and that we're not going to be dribbling this stuff down to the kids, and the kids aren't going to be getting hold of this stuff. They do it today, and we have laws against that. It still hasn't stopped it. I will agree with that, because we don't have the funding, we don't have the personnel to put into enforce every single law we have in this country, and we just keep adding more laws without the money to support them. So we do have those issues there, but I cannot go along with doing a nationwide. When does this stop? Are we following Rome? Are we going to fall apart from within? What's going on here? Sodom and Gomorrah? Where are we?
You know, marijuana was legal at the turn of the last century.
So was cocaine.
Right. Survival of the fittest.
That didn't make it right. Well, if we go to jungle law and survival of the fittest, I'm all for that.
You know, one of the fastest growing groups that use marijuana, medical marijuana, senior citizens. Takes care of a lot of aches and pains.
That's exactly the problem. That's exactly the abuses that are going on with this stuff.
Now you're taking on senior citizens? You're taking on grandma and grandpa?
I am a senior citizen. And I don't use marijuana for aches and pains. I just go through them. I live with them. That is the problem, is the abuses of what is going on in this medical marijuana system. I asked Senator Segerblum, I laid all this out to him about California, Montana, and all these other states and the abuses, and asked him, does your proposal here, where you're going to do these dispensaries and everything else, address abusing this drug at all? That's not within my purview. That's not part of this bill.
But, you know, if you go to England, Aleve, the drug that's over-the-counter here, is a prescription drug in England.
That's England's problem.
And yet people, you know, people take Aleve for aches and pains. Is that a problem? What is the difference between taking Aleve and taking marijuana if it relieves your pain?
I can't speak about England. Marijuana is a Schedule I controlled substance. The last time I checked, Aleve was not.
All right. But we're changing the laws. I mean, society is changing. You have Nevada with medical marijuana. You have Washington State. You have Colorado. Things are changing.
That doesn't mean I agree with it, Sam. That doesn't mean I'm not going to keep fighting it. Marijuana is a dangerous drug. We have people killed all the time as a result of marijuana and the use of marijuana and the misuse of marijuana.
And you're talking about, I'm presuming, car accidents, things like that.
Yes.
Because it's not from people overdosing.
No, I don't care about overdosing. You want to take a whole bunch of pills and kill yourself? Go for it. Quit killing innocent people out here on the roads and stuff.
And that's my
problem.
You know something?
I know you agree with me on that.
I'm 101% in agreement with you on that. And it's you know, for those of us like you and I that are forced to take medicines because of heart conditions and other things, have given up having a glass of wine at a restaurant because I don't want to be in a situation where I drive home and I put my blinker on for 5 minutes and somebody pulls me over and that glass of wine combined with the medicines I take is causing a problem. So no, I totally agree with you on that. But the personal use at home when you're not going out?
But you know, we're finding personal use at home. We're finding it laying on the table in the front room where the kids are getting to it too.
And
we have parents raising their kids on drugs now too.
And that is completely wrong. And I couldn't agree with you more.
But it's there.
Okay, and we're out of time. Always a great discussion. More to come. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Need to buy a new ride? How about winning one? During Rides and Riches at the Nugget, you could drive home a new Toyota Camry. Grab your share of $10,000 in free play. Win a high-definition TV. Free buffets. Score more free play on Hot Seat Thursdays. We've got 300 slots and video poker machines new just for you. So play these machines to win this machine with your John's Club card at the Nugget.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes. Okay.
How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Don't forget, we also have podcasts and video podcasts available free of charge at iTunes. We'll see